starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And yet another change in the intro. We have a new voice here at KTAR, so we had to, of course, have everything re-recorded to be in the new voice.
Oh, I thought maybe that we did something good. Let's like a gold star. We have a professional announcer doing our open for us.
Look at how cool we are now. It is the Computer Corner, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, as we are here each and every Saturday, generally about 12:20, but we're getting started a little bit early today so that we can bring you an entire hour, and maybe a little bit more depending on what happens with the weather, but an entire hour of Computer Corner madness.
Today and every Saturday in March, due to the launching of the baseball season, the preseason games that are following our show, for instance, today, unless something happens with the weather, at 1 o'clock, the Diamondbacks spring training game will be on, and will be on throughout March. So make that adjustment in your Data Doctor's Computer Corner calendar, noon to 1. For the next 4 or 5 weeks here, and then we'll keep you posted on any changes as they go. But we do have one wonderful hour to spend with you every Saturday here, so let's get to it, and let's get to helping any and all of you with your computer questions and problems. Because it is a shorter show, we're going to have to compress some of the things that we normally like to do over an hour and 40 minutes. We do today have a very specific theme that we want to address that I think might be helpful to lots and lots of you, especially those that have not done your...
Wow, listen to how loud that thing is.
Your taxes. Well, you know, we got all kinds of new boxes and switches and things in here.
Yeah, they changed all kinds of stuff up, so, you know, we'll figure out all the stuff as we go here in the show. But it is our tax show, our tax facts show, I guess we call it. We try to do this every year around tax time. And I know that we have all the way up until April 15th, but we believe in not procrastinating, because if you've not done your own taxes, even with the help of some of the products out there that let you do it computerized, it does take some time. So we want to encourage you to get started and get started soon. And we've got all kinds of good information, links, resources, and stuff like that at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you can see all that information. By the way, when you're there, you're going to see, finally, we have our picture updated.
Finally.
Which it's been a while on that.
Larry Moe and Curly now.
Curly.
Which one's which?
I don't know.
I like how we're arranged by height,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I like that, too.
I just noticed that.
Anyway, if you're interested at all, if you've not done your taxes yet, and you don't know whether maybe you've never electronically filed, maybe you've never used tax software, maybe you have used tax software and your taxes are getting a little complicated and you're not sure if you should keep using tax software or consult a tax professional. Well, guess what? We're going to cover all that today.
Maybe you just don't want to pay taxes at all. We're not going to cover that.
No, conscientious.
Maybe you want to get rid of income tax and go to the flat tax or the national sales tax.
Consumption tax.
We're not talking about that today either, because we frankly just don't know enough about the subjects to even sound halfway.
Well, we're not literate. A real talk show anyway.
By the way, we normally would, right at the beginning of the show, give out the number and things, but the phone lines are already booked up, so I'm going to give you the number. Keep it in mind.
Don't even give them the number. You know why?
Why?
We have two guests that we want to try to squeeze in here, so
wow.
Probably between that and the people that are in the queue, we're going to, next thing you know, we're done. So
this is a new record. We had all the phone lines full before the show even started.
And because it's an early show, if you get on and don't get on the air, if you get in through the switchboard and don't get on through the air, we'll stay after here and try to give it a little extra love.
We can do that.
So we're going to have, after we come back from our first break, we're going to have our buddy Scott Gilbranson from Intuit that talks to us in tax time. What's that?
We got lots of time
for
our first break. So
I'm just
I thought you were just previewing something. All
teasing
right.
The segment.
Making sure.
We want to get him in here to tell us what the latest and greatest is with TurboTax, which is clearly the leader when it comes to computer-based taxes. So he's going to tell you all the changes, all the new updates and things that are going on with the current version of TurboTax. After the bottom of the hour news, we're going to have an actual tax professional come on. I want to throw somebody else in there to talk about when it's not appropriate or when you should consider going to a tax professional, because the tax software is not a one-size-fits-all magic pill that takes care of everything. There are definitely some people out there that probably should not try to do taxes on their own, even with the help of a CD-ROM that says, "Do you own a home?" Yes.
That's easy. What's your name? Stump me there.
Do you have any carryover from the 1987 Farm Credit Bureau?
Okay, now I don't know the answer to that, so now I might need a tax professional.
Or something. Hey. Farm Credit Bureau?
We'll try to steer you maybe in the right direction when it comes to those kinds of questions. Also, stay tuned later on in the show. We're going to tell you how you can possibly pick up a free copy.
Yes.
Of TurboTax software.
TurboTax Deluxe.
And it's even it's deductible software, which is like a little add-on to help you find deductible things.
Not software, but
it's
a book.
It's the workbook, yeah.
Yeah, it's the workbook that helps you understand the value of your donations and deductions.
So stick around for that information, because we've got, I think, like a dozen or so copies of this stuff to give away. Yeah. So
speaking of deductions, let's talk to Adam, our man out in Glendale.
Speaking of deductions, what kind of intro is that?
You tell him, Adam.
He was talking about reductions.
No. I'm sure you have deduced some data out there that you want to share with the...
good save.
Huh?
Man.
You
good
like that?
Good save.
Come on now. I can call you our man out there, right? You're no longer... It's boys to men now, right?
Yeah.
Boys to teens.
So what's going on in the world of tech, my man?
Well, I got a quick news story for a quick radio show this week, because the abridged radio show, because of
The Diamondbacks,
yeah.
The men in tights.
So what's your Apple news this week?
It is not Apple news.
Wow,
not an Apple commercial.
I have refrained from bringing Apple news this week.
Excellent.
Hey.
So what hath you this week?
This is kind of for Netscape users out there. Right now, Netscape is going to be launching a new browser soon, a new version of the Netscape browser, version 8. It's going to be coming out there sometime soon. Right now, they're in the beta stages right now, so... If you're interested in checking out some of the new features of the Netscape 8 beta, you can go check that out.
So if Internet Explorer is not good enough, Firefox is not good enough, then you have the Netscape browser.
Well, actually, the Netscape 8 browser is based off Firefox.
Uh-huh.
And it took them long enough, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, Netscape has kind of merged into, I mean, obviously AOL bought Netscape a while back, so now it's also an ISP, not just a browser, right?
Right.
So most of the people using the Netscape browser probably are the Netscape ISP customers, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I think after, you know, being around for plus or minus 12 years now, they decided, well, we got to figure out some way to make some money rather than just make a free product to give away.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more like Atari. It's a name, it's a shell, but it's nothing like what it was when it first started.
Napster, another one like that
there
too.
You go.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the animal kingdom that goes and finds carcasses to take up residence in.
or those little hermit crabs who get inside of other dead animal shells, right?
Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So watch for Netscape. Anything else?
Nope, that's about it for this week.
Well, that is short and sweet.
Yep.
Watch for Netscape, according to Adam.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
That's our man, Adam, from Glendale. He used to be 11, now he's, what, 65 or something?
I don't know. His voice sure is different, though. Uh-huh. He says he was just having a cold, but it's been like a month and a half, and... That cold is lingering.
You should probably see a doctor about that.
I'm gonna bet that next time we see him, we're gonna start to see facial hair.
That could be the case.
You think?
Hey, before we go to break, I wanted to read a quick email here. Vern wrote in and said, "What actual harm does adware cause?" And that's really kind of a good question, because a lot of people get paranoid about this stuff. A lot of people are removing it and spending money on software to get rid of it or to protect against it. But what is this stuff, and what's the real harm it causes?
Well, we should probably answer that quickly since we got the next two segments full. You want to answer it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what kind of harm it causes? Really, adware is stuff that gets in your machine that generally is either watching moves that you make and then trying to, at some point in some way, present you with ads, or is just presenting with ads, forget what you're actually doing or searching for or looking for or the content that's being displayed. But the downside, obviously, is that you're getting ads, you're getting commercials, you're getting things and barriers in the way of you trying to get to what you want, and potentially little software programs and things are getting installed, which are slowing down your computer, possibly causing conflicts and other kinds of problems. So the harm is that these things get in the way of you being productive on your computer. Much like most viruses these days, most of them generally just slow you down and get in the way of you carrying out productive behavior and generally don't do any real harm.
Yeah, it's not damage in the traditional sense where the piece of hardware has to be replaced. But if you get enough of it, it can cause Windows to be so unusable that you are having to spend money. Now, there's some real damage. You're having to spend money to get the thing cleaned up or basically wiped out and reinstalled, which, you know, the rank and file out there really doesn't know how to do well. So really, it's important that you try to minimize or reduce the amount of this adware and spyware, that kind of stuff that builds up in your computer by running these programs that we've suggested month after month. And running them on a regular basis. If you surf every day of the week, then once a week you should be doing a check to see how much stuff you've picked up and clean it out. Don't let it build up.
Absolutely.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go to our website, datadoctors.com. You can certainly go to our free help section and type in adware and get lots and lots of information on that. Or while you're at the homepage here, you'll see a huge stamp that says approved. And that's our approved software recommendations. And if you click on that, you'll see all kinds of free downloads for spyware, adware, spam, Windows updates, all that stuff. All the stuff we recommend you think about having on your computer.
And while you're there, if you see the not approved list and you want to know why it's on the list, you can go do some research on Google and stuff. We get a lot of people asking us, why is this on the unapproved list? It's because we have lots and lots and lots of experience with this kind of stuff. And when we see the same software causing problems over and over and over, it goes on our list. So
has nothing to do with, I run it, I don't have any problems. Now, having said that, to wrap this whole thing up, if you see it on our Do Not Use list and you are using it and you're not having a problem, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Just don't add it if you don't have it.
Right.
If you have it, it's working fine, great. But if your computer started acting wacky after you installed something that's on our Do Not Use list,
we might know a thing or two.
You probably know why now.
Absolutely.
So that's it.
Time for a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have a special guest in from Intuit Software talking about TurboTax, why it might be for you, and we're going to tell you how you can win a couple of free copies of TurboTax right when we come back right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.
He's America's most trusted.